Well, we are here to send a very strong signal on women's economic empowerment. You know, in these last years, we've done a lot in addressing violence against women, in improving education of women and girls, in improving the participation of women in politics. And we've not done enough in terms of empowering women to be part of the economy. And that's what matters, because this is what will help us anchor progress in all the other aspects in a sustainable manner. So my message coming here to New York for the Commission on the Status of Women is, let's put women's economic empowerment at the center of our efforts to achieve the eradication of poverty by 2030, since this is our objective, common goal under the Sustainable Development Agenda.
And now the ITC at the end of last year launched a new platform aimed at getting 1 million women-owned businesses to market.
So the International Trade Center wants to be faithful to this women's economic empowerment. When I was traveling around the world, people were asking me, well, we would like to buy from women-owned businesses, but we just don't know where to find them. So we decided to launch an online platform called She Trades. A platform that was built by a woman engineer, IT.
From Kenya, right?
Exactly. Catherine Njiu, amazing young woman in technology, because there are also millions of women in technology that we have to make more visible. She invented this platform. It's an online platform. It's a directory in which you go free of charge, register yourself, say who you are, what sector of the economy you're active, say what's your phone and what's your email, and it allows you to become visible to markets. It allows you to connect with other women entrepreneurs that are out there that are willing to transact with you. It allows those companies that want to make their value chains more inclusive to have a means to do that.
And do we know how much the global economy suffers because there aren't enough women businesses being brought to market?
Well, what we know is that if we were to eliminate all these obstacles that today prevent the full participation of women in the economy, this would mean adding to the world economy a new economy the size of the US and China together. So what we know is that by not tackling women's economic empowerment, we are losing big time on an amazing source of growth, a source of growth that is inclusive, a source of growth that is sustainable. So, frankly, we don't have time to waste. Our economies are today suffering. They are not growing fast enough. And, frankly, part of the answer, put more women in the economy.
Now, you mentioned your travels and the things that you've learned, too, that why there are these obstacles to women taking their businesses to market. Can you tell us about some of the places you've been and some of the things you've seen, or maybe even where they're making progress on this?
Well, let's say that the economic activity of women around the world is limited compared to that of men. And this is true basically virtually everywhere in the world. Now, the obstacles are different. In many countries, particularly the poorest ones, women are very often in the informal sector. Informality means, obviously, lower working conditions, lower salaries, but also lower contribution to productivity, lower contribution to your economy. So, let's say in those countries, we have to focus on making sure the participation of women is not just in the informal sector, but it's in sectors and with conditions that can help them with greater, better incomes, but also helps our economies with a stronger growth. There are other countries where, you know, informality is not the problem. Maybe what's the problem is women in boards, where women don't really have a say in the big economic decisions because they are not part of the boards where these decisions are being made. And in between the two, you've got all shades of gray, to use that popular expression. My advice to any country wanting to address this issue seriously is to get a diagnosis done of what are the shortcomings in that particular country. Get an understanding of what are the factors today limiting the ability of women to participate in the economy. And as a result of this good diagnosis, then put in place mechanisms to address them. Again, with this very clear objective in mind, which is helping women become part of the economy makes for stronger, more resilient economies. And that's something that I can imagine no government today can forego.